I don't think it really was the film. In some ways, I think the film is a smokescreen. Libya is a country after revolution, after getting rid of Colonel Gaddafi, which does not have strong law and order. And there are groups who are extremist Islamists, people who are very, very intolerant of other Muslims and of foreigners. It seems that it was one of these groups that went to the consulate and fired a rocket-propelled grenade into the consulate. And my understanding is that the U.S. Government is following up leads and saying that the film, that was an excuse. There was a mob there, but this was a planned attack by a group of people who were determined to act against American interests and for what they see as their own interests as extremist Islamists.
You were there in Libya through the revolution, Lindsay. In your mind, what would it take to stabilize Libya?
Well, the government has to step up to the plate, because the problem that you've got is you've had 42 years of dictatorship. In that time, Colonel Gaddafi was the only source of power. So the men who are in charge now, and they are all men, there's very few women there in positions of government, they have no experience of making decisions, of governing. And they have absolutely failed to create a national army or police force and to get the people who overthrew Gaddafi, the men with the weapons, to lay down those weapons. And that's what has to happen now. They have to establish themselves, assert themselves as a government, and they have to build a proper security force, because otherwise the extremists, even though they're in a very small minority, they're the ones who can prevail because nobody's stopping them.
Lindsay Hilsum, the author of a book called Sandstorm, Libya in the Time of Revolution. We appreciate you spending some time with us this morning here on Como News Radio.